Werner Haas was one of the German originators of the satellite. And Werner was taken extremely ill and died immediately prior to launch. A special plate was put. Werner Haas was one of the German originators of the satellite. And Werner was taken extremely ill and died immediately prior to launch. A special plate was put onto AO40 in memory of Werner Haas. And he was probably one of the lead, he was, in our opinion, one of the leading lights of the German team that was so involved. AO40 is a registered in Germany satellite. Hams throughout the whole world contributed towards it. It was designed primarily by the Germans. Karl Meitzner of the University of Marburg in Germany did most of the design. Contributions to it were made by nearly every Western-orientated country, including many of the Eastern European countries, such as Czechoslovakia, Slovenia, Austria, and so on, who contributed skills that went into the designing and building of AO40. It was a really worldwide effort and a fantastic one at that. And I think we received, one person I should mention to you, Graham Radcliffe. Graham Radcliffe, who many of you may know, VK5AGR. Graham lives in Adelaide, and he is one of the worldwide controllers of the satellite. Well, when you're operating a satellite such as this, you need controllers, a certain number of them, completely around the world, so that at any time of the day or night, you can get hold of a satellite operator and make a change, particularly if it's a change of attitude or something like that, that can only be done at a certain part of the orbit. So we have Graham in Adelaide, we have a controller in New Zealand, we have a controller in the United States, only one, we have a controller in Britain, and a controller in Germany. And between them, all those controllers, that satellite is under observation pretty well 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.